students and friends. This is Ms. Armour and Mrs. Faust, reading specialists at Center Township Elementary School. We will have some fun reading poems and playing with words today. We will work on phonological awareness, visualizing, and fluency through poems.
But first, let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for a moment of silence. Please be seated. Now, let's get started. Today's listening activity was inspired by our Hegarty and reading fluency lessons. Mrs. Faust, I have a riddle for you. Do you know what you can hear but not see or touch even though you control it?
No, Miss Armour. What can you hear but not see or touch even though you control it?
Your voice. And that's exactly what the students need for today's lesson, their voices. Let's give them a few seconds to find their voices.
Do, re, mi.
Do, re, mi.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
Okay, I think they're ready. I hope they brought their listening ears, too. Ms. Armour, when you see a Hegarty lesson, what is one of the students' favorite parts?
Oh, Mrs. Faust, that's easy. Categories. And the teacher says a nonsense word, and the students say the real words.
Mine, too. Well, the other day, I was reading a book by one of our favorite authors, Shel Silverstein. It was called Runny Babbit. It seems that Shel Silverstein likes to play with nonsense words, too. This story was not about a runny babbit, but
a bunny rabbit?
Yes, a bunny rabbit and his family. Put your best listening ears on and see if you can figure out what this poem is all about. The title is The Funny Family. Runny had a hamily. Matter of fact, he had a father and two bristers, a dummy and a mad. His mama fed him marrot kilk and parrot kai and such, and all of them were happy in their cozy honey butch. So, what'd you think, Ms. Armour?
Mrs. Faust, that was all mixed up. I bet the students and I can help you say it again with some real words so we know what in the world this poem is all about.
Okay, Miss Armour, I'll read it again. But first, I think we should get these students moving so they can pay attention when I read. Since this poem is about a bunny, let's have all the students stand up and hop like a bunny for 10 seconds. Okay. Stand up, ready, go. Okay, I think they're ready. I'll read it now, and I'll stop after each line with a nonsense word and give you and the students a second to think and tell me the real words for Shel Silverstein's poem.
Help me with the real words, students.
The title is not really The Funny Bamily. It's
The Bunny Family.
Not Runny Fatta Hamily. It's
Bunny Had a Family.
Matter of fact, he had. Not a father and two bristers, but
a brother and two sisters. Not a dummy and a mad. It's a mommy and a dad. Not his mother fed him Merrick Kilk, but his mother fed him carrot milk, not a parrot Kai and such. It's a carrot pie and such. All of them were happy, not in their cozy honey butch, but in their cozy bunny hutch, which I know a hutch is where they keep bunnies. Wow, Ms. Armour, that was really hard to read. I had to really pay attention to the words on the page and practice, too. But it was really fun. I love playing with words. Okay, Mrs. Faust, if you love playing with words, let's see if you and the students can guess my word. I'll say all the sounds in a word, and you try to guess my word. Ready? I'm ready. Are you ready at home? Let's go. Bird. Boom. Wait. Say that one again. Listen. Broom. Street. That was a long one. Please say it again. Splash. Jump. You can't trick us, Ms. Armour. Jump was right. Let's take a brain break. Take 5 seconds to jump up and down. Please stand up. Ready? Jump. Okay, you can sit down. Your turn, Ms. Armour. I'm going to have you and the students change one sound in a word to make a new word. Don't forget to say it at home with me. Okay, I'm ready. Say cat. Oh, Mrs. Fowl, you know I love cats. Cat. Change k to h, and the new word is cat. Say cat, because I know how much you love cats, Miss Armour.
Cat.
Change t to p, and the new word is
cap.
Say cap.
Cap.
Change a to a, and the new word is
cape.
Say cape.
Cape.
Change a to o, and the new word is
cope.
Say cope.
Cope.
Change k to h, and the new word is
hope.
Wow. Mrs. Faust, these word games sure are fun. Before we get to our next poem, here's another riddle. What breaks when you say it? I don't know, Ms. Armour. What breaks when you say it?
Silence.
Oh, Ms. Armour. I really like these riddles. They get me thinking. You know, we used our voices to have fun reading Runny Babbitt. You did a great job using your voice to read that riddle, too.
That's what fluency is all about, reading for meaning. We made it sound better and more interesting because we read it more than once and we practiced.
A lot, Mrs. Faust. We practiced a lot. Do you know another poem that I had to go back and practice reading a lot? A rock makes an excellent puppy. Do you know the poem, A Rock Makes an Excellent Puppy, by Ken Nesbitt?
Yes, I love that poem. There sure was a tricky word in that one, but I was able to figure out the words I didn't know by reading the poem over and over. I broke one really big word into pieces and used some context clues to help me figure out its meaning.
Let's read it for the students at home. They can listen the first time. Then we can go back and break up the lines of the poem so we can understand each stanza or group of lines in the poem, too.
Okay, let's read A Rock Makes an Excellent Puppy by Ken Nesbitt.
A rock makes an excellent puppy. They're practically almost the same, except that a puppy's rambunctious. A rock is a little more tame. It's true that a rock's not as hyper. It may not chase after a ball. And often as not, when you call it, it won't even hear you at all. So go ask your folks for a puppy, and possibly that's what you'll get. But still, you can't have a puppy. A rock is a pretty good pet.
Miss Armour, I love this silly poem. How in the world could a rock be like a puppy? I guess if I use my imagination, I could really have fun pretending a rock is an animal.
Right? I've heard of a pet rock before, but never a rock as a puppy. Actually, I've heard of rock and rock and roll. So let's take a 10-second dance break to some rock and roll. Stand up. Ready? Dance! That was fun. I love to dance. I think it's time we read the poem again. This time, let's work through it together, line by line, and show the students how we can work out these tough words.
A rock makes an excellent puppy. Wait, did we read that right? A rock makes an excellent puppy? The author, Ken Nesbitt, is pretty silly.
A rock makes an excellent puppy. Practically almost the same. Oh, Mrs. Faust, rocks and puppies, the same? Let me keep going. Except that a puppy's rambunctious. Rambunctious? This is a pretty big word. Can you help me?
I can bust it up.
Or you younger students know it as chop it.
So, let's bust up rambunctious. Fists up.
Get your choppers ready.
Rambunctious.
Rambunctious. Rambunctious. We did it. So now we need to figure out what rambunctious means. Let me reread the lines of the poem. Except that a puppy's rambunctious, a rock is a little more tame.
At the beginning of the line, it starts with the word except. Except that a puppy's rambunctious. Except means there's going to be an opposite. It says a rock is a little more tame, and tame means it behaves like a pet. So rambunctious must mean the opposite of tame, or a little wild, like puppies can be. Wow, Ms. Armour, taking the time to think about these challenging words really does help. Okay. Let's keep reading. Here's the next line. It's true that a rock's not as hyper.
I know hyper means it's hard to sit still, like a puppy.
It may not chase after a ball. And often as not, when you call it, it won't even hear you at all.
This is silly. A rock can't hear. But it all makes sense when you talk about being like a puppy. So let's keep reading.
So, go ask your folks for a puppy, and possibly that's what you'll get. But still, if you can't have a puppy, a rock is a pretty good pet. So, if I don't have a real pet, or even if I do, I could get a plain old rock, wash it off, and pretend it's a pet. Thanks for your help, Ms. Armour.
You're welcome, Mrs. Faust. Before we go on, I'm feeling a little rambunctious from working through that poem, and I bet the students are too. Let's let them get up and move. Since we're thinking about puppies, let's wag our tails and then run in place, because puppies love to run. Stand up. Ready? Wag. Run in place. Do we have time for one more poem? We sure do. This time, let's try to make a picture in our heads as we read or visualize. Shel Silverstein has some poems that really stretch your imagination and your funny bone. So let's try another one of Shel Silverstein's poems.
Oh, Miss Armour, do you like hot dogs?
Yes, Mrs. Faust. I love hot dogs, especially over a campfire.
Me too. And I have just the poem for us. Close your eyes and see if you can picture, visualize, what is happening in this very silly poem. Everything on It by Shel Silverstein. I asked for a hot dog with everything on it, and that was my big mistake, because it came with a parrot, a bee in a bonnet, a wristwatch, a wrench, and a rake. It came with a goldfish, a flag and a fiddle, a frog and a front porch swing, a mouse and a mask. That's the last time I ask for a hot dog with everything. So, Ms. Armour, what picture do you think the students visualized or made in their heads when we read that poem?
Well, Mrs. Faust, a hot dog is small, and you said some pretty big things were on that hot dog. So I closed my eyes, and I pictured a hot dog in my hand, stacked super high with a lot of odd things that you couldn't even eat. Mrs. Faust, you can't eat a front porch swing. When I visualized the hot dog, all of the items made it hard to hold and balance.
It sure would be hard to balance that. Let's have the students take a break and try to balance on one foot while visualizing holding a hot dog piled high with everything on it.
Okay, students, stand up. Raise your one leg and picture that hot dog. Ready? Balance.
Hot dog, no problem solved. Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Great job.
Let's echo read so our friends can try to make a picture in their head. Echo reading is when one person reads line by line and the student repeats or echoes each line. At first, this helps so we know how to read all the words, and then we work on making it sound fun by reading with expression.
This is a great technique for parents to use at home for students to practice their fluency and understand the story. Here we go. Everything on It by Shel Silverstein. I'm going to say the line, and I want you to read it back to me, and you at home can repeat it back as well. Here we go. I asked for a hot dog.
I asked for a hot dog.
With everything on it.
With everything on it.
And that was my big mistake.
And that was my big mistake.
Because it came with a parrot. Because it came with a parrot. A bee in a bonnet. A bee in a bonnet. A wristwatch, a wrench, and a rake. A wristwatch, a wrench, and a rake. It came with a goldfish. It came with a goldfish. A flag and a fiddle. A flag and a fiddle. A frog and a front porch swing. A frog and a front porch swing. And a mouse in a mask. And a mouse in a mask. That's the last time I ask. That's the last time I ask. For a hot dog with everything. For a hot dog with everything. Students, were you able to picture everything that Shel Silverstein described on that hot dog? Making pictures in your mind as you read helps you to focus on the author's words and better understand the story or poem. I hope you enjoyed our poems. The poems we shared today were written by Shel Silverstein and Ken Nesbitt. They both have websites. If you'd like to enjoy more poems, you may visit Ken Nesbitt at poetry4kids.com, poetry4kids.com, or Shel Silverstein at shelsilverstein.com. That's shelsilverstein.com, shelsilverstein.com. Well, thanks for listening. Remember, if you want to have fun with poetry, the secret is to practice, practice, practice. I'm Ms. Armour, and I'm Mrs. Faust. Tune in on Monday for the next edition of the Butler Area School District Show. Have a great day.